From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Donald Trump hit back on Friday against the political firestorm that has enveloped his administration over the forced separation of children from their migrant parents. Trump met with so-called angel families, families of those who had relatives killed by illegal immigrants.
They're not separated for a day or 2 days. They are permanently separated because they were killed by criminal illegal aliens.
The president blasted the media coverage of the heartbreaking images of children pulled from their parents at the southern border. In his remarks, Trump also suggested those illegally in the United States commit more crimes on a statistical basis than citizens or resident aliens. However, studies have shown that undocumented immigrants are less likely to commit a crime in the U.S. than native-born citizens. President Donald Trump said Friday that Republican lawmakers should abandon efforts to pass an immigration bill until after the November midterm elections, blaming Democrats for their lack of support of a pair of immigration measures. In a tweet, the president said Republicans should stop wasting their time on immigration until after we elect more senators and congressmen and women in November. Meanwhile, Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin said the president still has not said what to do with the more than 2,300 children separated from their parents.
I'm happy that President Trump 2 days ago decided that he would issue an executive order. But the executive order of President Trump does not solve the problem.
Durbin said leaders need to come together, regardless of party, and develop what he called a comprehensive immigration policy. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump is threatening to impose a 20% tariff on vehicles assembled in the European Union and shipped to the United States in retaliation for European tariffs imposed on American imports. On Friday, the day that new EU tariffs went into effect against such items as blue jeans and bourbon, Trump tweeted, "If these tariffs and barriers are not soon broken down and removed, we will be placing a 20% tariff on all their cars coming into the U.S." The EU action is the latest response to President Trump's decision to tax imported steel and aluminum. United Nations aid agencies are ramping up humanitarian operations in Yemen's port city of Hodeidah as fighting between government and rebel forces for control of the port heats up. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the fighting is putting hundreds of thousands of civilian lives at risk.
The World Food Program reports so far it has been able to provide food to Yemen on a nonstop basis. This week, it reports it imported enough food for 6 million people for 1 month. WFP spokeswoman Bettina Lucia warns the situation for millions of people would become life-threatening if the port were no longer operational.
Without the humanitarians, all of the humanitarian partners, the people of Yemen would die if the humanitarians were not on the ground.
Another casualty of the war is the suspension of migrant returns from Yemen. The International Organization for Migration reports it has been forced to postpone its operation to help migrants stranded in Hodeidah return home because of the fighting. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A damning United Nations human rights report accuses the government of Venezuela of operating within a climate of total impunity, where security forces are not held accountable for even the most heinous crimes. The report documents what it calls credible, shocking accounts of extrajudicial killings during so-called crime-fighting operations carried out since July of 2015. The report finds Venezuelan authorities have failed to promptly and effectively investigate these killings, as well as the excessive use of force and killing of protesters by security forces. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayd Raad al-Hussein is recommending the UN Human Rights Council establish a commission of inquiry to look into the situation in Venezuela. And OPEC ministers agreed Friday to increase oil output, a move that could ease supply fears and lower world prices. This is the first time the cartel has agreed to increase its output since 2017. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.